guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent. I really fucked myself up.
In what way?
Backseat.
My neck, my back. My fucking calf,
and,
dude.
And my crack.
For real.
Like, hey, everybody, what's up? Oh, I mean...
What's up, everyone? Hello.
Here's what you need to know is that we just got back from traveling.
Tour.
North Carolina. Tour. Come on and raise up. And Nashville. Mm-hmm. Nashville.
Tennessee whiskey.
Wow. First of all, let me just sing Nashville some praises real quick.
You can tell that is a city where people perform.
Often.
Yes.
Because.
And drink.
That was such a fun crowd.
Yes.
That was Texas. We're coming for you next. And if you don't match Nashville's energy, I swear to God.
And like Raleigh and Charlotte were
also
fucking crazy
incredible.
Too.
Also
so like
incredible.
That's why it was like insane that we had three incredible shows in a row.
Yeah. All but great I mean, energy. All amazing. Like just really. Well, yeah, we haven't had one that's been bad.
That's what I was going to say is that like that's a testament to our community.
Yeah.
Because we have people who show up and they're so kind to the staff. They're so kind to one another.
We hear that from the staff constantly.
Every single time.
You. And that's honestly one of the best things that you could say to me about the people that listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
And when people have come up for meet and greets, they're like, I came here alone, but I actually made friends. I was so nervous to do this, but everyone's so kind. Like knowing that we have helped people trust themselves and trust strangers, because that's really what you're afraid of when you go out, is that you don't trust the people you're going to be around.
Yeah.
And the fact that people are trusting this community mm-hmm. to be a safe space for them to test, you know, their ability to enter the world again alone.
Oh my God. So amazing.
Unreal.
So fucking good.
So Texas.
You better bring it.
Yeah.
You better fucking bring it. Here's why I think Nashville hit so hard too. Number one, you sang a country song on stage.
I did.
She's debuted. I fucked the farmer's wife.
I did.
Just a little bit.
And
but
it
I
was
like,
fun.
You just sang country in Nashville.
I
That's
did.
Kind of exciting.
I did.
Number two, the venue was pretty small considering, especially because it was sold out.
It was
so I feel
packed.
Like that. Was why you could feel Jesus in that room.
Truly,
because
I
the
was
energy
looking,
was it was vibrating.
I was looking out into the audience and I was like, how are the servers getting through these tables?
Oh my God, it was just
I don't understand.
Yeah. Literally like all squeezed in, but again, everybody having a good time. When I see crowds like that, normally I panic.
Mm-hmm.
I hate crowds like that. But I never have felt anything other than like loved, safe,
mm-hmm.
just such good things on stage. So the bad part about touring is it fuckies my back.
Oh, my baggies fuckied.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
We were on 4 planes in 5 days.
Hey, you girl with the flight anxiety, she's really getting over that shit.
Yeah.
Because I kind of have no other choice.
Right.
And so the flights were rough. They were kind of bumpy, but we've had some weather. Everywhere that
Weather's
we went.
Happening.
Everywhere we went, we brought the rain.
Everywhere
what the fuck
we
is that
went.
About?
So, it got so wet.
Then it was so nice here while we were experiencing rain in North Carolina. We come back home, fucking rainy as
rain.
Fuck here.
So it's like, there's a rain cloud following us. Maybe perhaps I'm sad.
Maybe it could be me.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was, the hotel beds are also, they're real hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
They're either, oh my God, I've never slept a better night, or my back, ow.
I need to see a doctor immediately.
I'm so obviously 30.
Mm-hmm. It was funny because we had a room with 2 queens the first night, and then the second night, we walk in, and it's 1 bed. And Sierra's like, oh, no.
I got to put underwear on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was like,
will.
Fine, I'll give you some space. Jesus Christ.
I wore my undies.
Yeah, you did. You did.
But I didn't sleep well, I'll tell you that.
Was it because I was snoring?
No, honestly. I don't know. Well, we had to get up super fucking early.
Yeah, we did, because then we flew to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
When the venue that we performed at, they had a condo that they offered us so that we didn't have to have a hotel, and it was close
so
enough
nice.
To the venue. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And while we were on our way there, we knew that Corey was going to be coming to Nashville. And yes. Sierra's like, oh my gosh, he packed a fan. I packed a fan. We're going to have so many fans. And I was like, can you give me a fan if I'm going to be sleeping in another room? And like, she goes, absolutely not. We get to the condo. I walk upstairs. There's a fucking box fan. And Sierra's like, box fan? I'm like, fuck you. That one's mine.
I was so furious. Guess what? I did make Corey stop on his way and get a box fan.
Yeah, you did.
So we have three fans. The reason why I needed two. I know people are like, Tira, share a fan. I need one for the
sound.
The sound and the other one for the flow directly into my face hole.
Yeah.
I can't help it. It's just the only way I know how to sleep. I'm a fucking bitch baby about it. And I know. It's the only stipulation I have. Yep. I have like three travel fans.
Well, what I don't know that we've said this, but like my phone died when we were doing when we were camping. Because I had my fan app on all night.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yes, it did. And I didn't turn mine on because I just knew.
You were watching Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, yeah. But I was like, this bitch ain't sleeping. Mm-hmm. By this bitch,
this bitch ain't sleeping.
Mwah. So, anyways. What's up?
I don't know how to transition into this.
Well, I didn't know if you were going to or not. But it's up to you.
Yeah, I mean it has to happen at some point. And yeah. the thing that I wanted to make sure of was that it was something we mutually agreed on, even though it's like my thing. This is not my show,
right?
So I always want to make sure that navigating shit like this, I'm also respectful of the fact that it's also yours. I have seen comments. I've received messages. There's been posts that have been trying to go through in the Facebook group. You are noticing that I'm not wearing my ring. I am getting a divorce, and I won't be speaking about it. It's something that I'm choosing to keep private. I understand that people are curious because I did make my relationship very public, and I chose to do that. I'm not offended that people are speculating or are asking questions or are interested. The whole premise of the show was friendship without interaction. I'd be actually more shocked if people weren't invested.
Right.
So I also know that you guys know us well enough and you know me well enough to know that if a decision is being made, that it was made thoughtfully, and that if I'm asking for privacy in it, that you will respect it. I really do feel that. The most important thing right now is just navigating this transition for our children and finding a way to be the best co-parents that we can. That's all I am going to say.
Good deal. That's all that needs to be said.
Okay.
Well, we know that obviously people on Patreon knew first because it was something that we were getting messages on, and you kind of asked me, do you think I should speak on this? And I was like, yeah, you might as well.
Well, and also I didn't know if I was going to talk about it on a regular episode.
Well,
because
just ever.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was going to talk about it ever because I didn't ever think I was going to be in a position where like that part of my life was going to need to be addressed to other people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's turned out.
But it is. Yeah. And I understand that was my doing.
Yes.
And so nothing felt like the right way.
Yeah.
Nothing felt like an appropriate or normal way to go about it. And so
because we are people who tend to over explain and overshare, it's kind of hard to not do that, but this is a situation that does not need more eyes on it or like opinions on it. It just doesn't.
And
need,
I mean, what's
you
most
have children involved, and it's
what's most important
most
to me
important.
Is that I don't ever betray who I am as a person, and I've said this before, I will never use the platform or my audience to speak about someone when they don't have the same opportunity.
Yep.
Or community, like they don't have an equal platform and voice. And so I won't ever do that. And I also would never want my children to listen back, because regardless, we are both their parents, and what's right for me is to support both of us for them, mm-hmm. so that they don't ever grow up and look back and hear their mom speaking in a really unkind, disrespectful way about someone who is half of them.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah, 100%. Also, do you want to like say that he is in parts of the show?
Oh,
if
yeah,
you do
yeah,
come
yeah, yeah.
to the live show, just yeah. know that he is in parts of it. It was shot obviously a long time ago, and
it was shot prior to this. And
we asked him to play a character, so please don't read into anything.
Yes.
Any type of way. It was kind of like we asked him to be a certain way. So please,
I literally said to him, I want you in this show to almost be hyper annoyed of us.
Yeah.
I want you to.
Well, and kind of we made it our goal to fuck with both of the guys.
Yes.
Like,
and I mean, he was practicing keeping his facial expressions like
right
almost like stern in the mirror at one point, because he was wanting to commit to this character. So yeah, if you see the show and you are trying to read into body language or how he and I are even communicating with each other, know that that we are playing characters in that, and it was not a reflection of our relationship at that point in time. So yeah, that did need to be said as well, because
you didn't want the vibe to be any type of way at any of the shows.
Yeah, because
moving
I really,
because,
really,
yeah, that's not what we
it's,
want.
It's not a me versus
you. Yeah.
anyone yeah. situation. And by supporting me, that doesn't mean being hurtful or hateful to someone else,
especially who you share children with.
Yes, so. that to me is not support. So please don't do that. It would actually make me wildly uncomfortable. So, just know that that's also true.
Okay.
Moving on.
Where do we go from here? If we see him again flipping about this because it's shocking you and you're hearing it for the first time, this is not news to either one of us.
Yeah.
So that's why we've. Please,
I've been to therapy.
If you need to take the time to process it, if you're feeling some type of way, because I understand that like you feel close to people and it can feel like it can trigger a lot of feelings. But if we seem like it's no big deal, it's because there's been time to process on both ends, I feel.
True, but I'm also at my job.
That's
true. You know what I mean?
That's very true as well.
So,
well,
don't
think that this is how you are all the time.
Yeah, as much as this is a very relaxed setting, I am at work,
mm-hmm.
and I know how to
professional
be
podcast
a
for professional.
Professional
people.
Yeah, and come here and not use this as my actual therapy.
Yes,
which I am going to still.
And we've talked
pretty
about it.
On a more frequent basis.
yeah. Well, there's some stuff you gotta
so
work through.
Other ways,
and we've talked. How many times have we said that? Normally, you won't know what's going on with us while it's going on.
Because or not at the height of it, at least.
I feel like that's irresponsible for us, because a lot of times I need to be able to look back and say, did I handle that the way that I wanted to? Mm-hmm. Maybe this is what I'll do moving forward.
Yeah.
Or,
and it's more so, what have I learned from this that I feel is beneficial
that,
to share?
That part. Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, so what I have today, because I know that we had a couple of serious ones in a row, like mm-hmm. quite a few, actually.
And that was kind of heavy as well.
It was.
And I can't feel my arms. That's how heavy it was.
You've been carrying that
yeah, I know.
For a while.
That's something I've discovered with Barbara, is that sometimes if I'm anxious, and it's almost like my body is aware that I can't have a regular panic attack, it will just make my arms completely numb.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
You want to shake them out?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
I don't know that I can move them.
Okay. So, what I thought would be maybe fun.
Okay.
Because when we were traveling, I saw a Snapple. And it triggered this in me. I'm not even kidding you. This is how I thought
about it. One singular drink.
One Snapple. And I was like, oh my God, I wonder if they still have Snapple facts underneath that. Because I have never enjoyed a Snapple. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It's not my drink of choice. But I used to get them just for the Snapple facts sometimes. I thought they were so fun.
I really wanted to pop that lid.
I'm a kid that likes trivia, okay? Mm-hmm. And so I'm into that. So I thought, what if we look up some Snapple facts and okay. just react to them, because I thought they would be fun.
It's a goofy time.
I mean, maybe silly, maybe we'll learn some things, but it's not going to be learning such heavy things, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Here's the first one. Okay. And they have them numbered by what numbers they were in the Snapple things. So
they numbered the Snapple things? I didn't know that. That's my first Snapple fact.
Here you go. This is Snapple fact number 763.
Okay.
And it says tigers have striped skin, not just striped fur.
What? They also have striped fur?
Yes. So if you would shave a tiger down, though, their skin is also striped like that.
And I think if you shave a tiger down, it's going to ask for a cookie.
What?
And if you give a tiger a cookie, it's going to ask for some milk.
I don't know. Why? Oh.
You know that book?
No, never.
It's if you give a mouse a cookie.
If you give a mouse.
Well, yeah, just the way you said if you shave a tiger down just made me feel like that you were reciting that book.
Okay, that makes sense. Oh, so here's the deal. Zebras and giraffes and stuff, their coats, not on their skin. But like snow leopards, tigers, big cats, markings are on their skin. Even when they shave their fur off. Who found that out for the first time is what I want to know. Who's shaving cats?
Big cat groomer. Part of me now wants to shave Mosby down and see, because he's got a big black spot on his back.
Yeah.
And then you know what's wild is the older he gets, the more spots he gets.
What?
They're like age spots.
But in his fur?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's darker. It's not like he gets like lighter. He's already white. And so he just starts
getting darker?
Yeah. And his nose used to be all pink, and now it's almost all black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's wild.
I know, it's weird. It's the older he gets, the more pink he loses.
Oh, that's sad.
My dogs are
the opposite. They just keep getting lighter.
They're pinking up.
Yeah. Winston. The other two are just gray.
Speaking of pinking up, that's what they say in
babies.
In babies. Yeah. Like during delivery.
Yeah.
They like afterwards. So whenever I said pink up, I just imagined a nurse being like, freaking smacking a baby. Because that's what they do. They're like, I'm just trying to pink it up. Just got smacking its arm and it's like twisted. You know what I mean? It's like fucking.
They do just kind of like shake it out.
Yeah.
They gotta shake that baby out. Sometimes they like rub on its back.
Yes.
And the baby's like.
It's like, you know when you crack a glow stick and you gotta shake it to make sure it gets everywhere? Yeah. That's what they do with like blood flow with babies when they come
out. Come on. Let's get that oxygen flowing. They're like.
Yeah. Blah, blah,
blah. Anyway. It's really funny.
If you guys didn't know that.
That's a Snapple fact. That's normal. Our Snapple fact to you. That's. The middle finger has the fastest growing nail. That's Snapple fact number 785.
Interesting.
So your middle fingernail grows faster than all the other ones, apparently. Huh. I guess.
Well, I'll tell you what. My ring finger on my right hand gives my nail lady a lot of fucking issues.
It's crooked all the time.
It's crooked. And so she can't file it straight on, my nails down. She has to put it up and like bring it directly into her face.
I know, because you've shown me before and you're like, look at this guy. And I'm like, that is a crooked ass nail.
Well, I think we figured out why.
Hmm.
And it's because of how I hold a pencil.
What?
So when I hold a pencil, I rest the pen or pencil on the first knuckle of my ring finger.
Okay.
When I write.
That's bizarre.
And so it has this bubble here.
Yeah, I have that on my middle.
That I don't have on my other finger, which I think is like has something to do with how it looks different.
Hang on. Is mine crooked on my middle because of that? Oh my God. My middle one is crooked. What the hell?
I actually never noticed it until just now. Here,
what
hold
the
this.
Fuck?
Hold this pencil.
Yeah, this is how I hold it. Right there.
Oh,
right there. You see my bump?
Yeah. Look at your hands. Where's your bump?
Where's
you got bumpy fingers?
Which one of your nails is crooked as fuck?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I wonder if that's a thing that other people have.
You know what is a thing? Snapple fact 1010, which is that rats and mice are ticklish and they even laugh when being tickled.
Oh, that's very sweet.
I know. Because... okay.
I should have saved the mouse and a cookie joke for that.
You could have.
I really should have. I didn't know.
A study published in Behavioral Brain Research in 2000 found that when rats were tickled, they let out a chirping sound that was like youthful human laughter that typically occurs during play.
Oh.
Okay. I want to know what scientists were like, I'm going to tickle these rats.
How do you get that job?
Look at these rats. I'm going to tickle them.
How do you get that job?
Excuse me, sir. I need more funding for my research. What is your research? I'm tickling rats.
I'd be tickling rats.
I am tickling those mice.
You know what? They're probably saying some shit like, I'm trying to understand the neuroconnectivity of
laughter.
The whatever system, the fucking ventricle system. And then they're
central
like, and how are you going about doing that? I'm going to tickle them.
I'm going to tickle these rats.
I'm going to tickle these rats.
I'm going to get those pitties. I'm going to get right under those pitties.
Give it up.
I can get your belly. Rats are actually great animals. They're really great pets.
I heard that.
If you can get past that, my ex had rats.
I would.
Sounds weird, but he did. And they were really
like lice. It sounds like something you need an exterminator to come
imagine,
take care of.
I was like, not as pets, just in his house. No.
If my ex had rats in his hair.
He actually
owned an Italian restaurant.
To this day, he's just being driven by that mouse.
Actually, you know what? He's not to blame for anything that happened to me. It was all the mouse.
It was all the mouse. And I know
rat,
that, no.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Not mouse.
But a mouse would be cuter, maybe. I think mice are also really great pets. I don't know that for a fact, but I do know about rats. And I think I want a rat.
Okay.
That's what I've just decided. Ratties.
Oh, no.
Rise up. I can't say ratties because if you know, you know. That's it. It's a Twilight thing. And I can't explain it to you right now. But just know it is.
Is there a Snapple fact for Twilight?
Yeah, well, there's a Twilight shitposting group, and then there's a Twilight, the ones that don't get posted there, there's a Twilight sewer posting group where the shit doesn't go, or it travels through to the sewer. And they call themselves the rats are ratties. I'm in these groups. And it's really fun, because then you'll just be in other Facebook groups. Remember, I love a Facebook group. So, ratties. How didn't you know I was in there, bitches? Of course I'd be lurking. And then in my other groups, someone will say something and then they'll just like post rat emojis and other rats will come out of the fucking woodwork and post their rat emojis and nobody knows. Everybody's like, what are these fucking rats about?
But we know. The deal with rats? Well, now you just told them. They're going to have to find a new emoji. They're going to turn on you.
Sorry.
They're going to sick the rats on you.
Sorry, ratties. Rats.
Ratatats.
Get this. Snapple fact number 741.
Okay.
Plants, like humans, can run a fever if they get sick. I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Sierra and I developed country accents just a little bit. And actually,
God.
It's only one phrase, and it's, oh, hail.
Oh, hail.
Oh, hail.
I've said that so much. Mm-hmm. Oh, hail. Oh, my hail.
Oh, hail.
I couldn't stop. It was actually a problem. And now it's just in my vocabulary every day.
Yeah.
Oh, hail.
Oh, hail.
The magazine published the findings of Professor C.E. Yarwood from the University of California, who did tests on healthy leaves as well as ones that were infected with a virus or disease. And he noticed that the sick leaves were taking in more oxygen than their healthy counterparts, which was causing a fever.
What do you do with that? I'm learning I don't understand.
Plants?
Science is a job.
No, I can't. Like, how you make money?
Yeah, I know people like have to
give you funding, but who's funding you?
And for why?
Because sometimes we need to know things.
Why do we? This is not me being a dick. This is me being genuinely curious. Why would I need to know that a plant can run a fever?
Well, maybe if you really like plants, you want to know everything about them. Well, some people like knowing things.
but how much money went into that when like people don't have houses or
that's
food?
That's true. But you know I mean? Feel like we're giving, I feel like we could cut funding down, maybe not from science, for those houses.
Well, yes. Like, yes.
You know, from the killing other people.
Yeah, no. Definitely from that.
Right?
Definitely from that. No, I'm saying, I guess maybe that they needed to know that a plant could run a fever if, like, it was a virus that was, like, killing, like, a bunch of stuff that was, like, going to impact ecosystems.
Here's what you need to know from this. Let's say one day one of these plants, maybe it's a fungus, becomes
airborne
something, and okay, it starts infecting people in their brain, and now we have a fungal infection that's causing people. It's definitely it's a zombie thing.
Yeah,
that's like a big one, is like a fungal infection that goes wild. But you know who comes in? You know who saves the day and all of
scientists.
Those? Scientists always.
No.
At the time, you it doesn't make sense, but it's always zombies. Just know in your
that's
head.
That's what science
it's
is for.
Always zombies. It's always okay. For, we're going to be able to save you at the end of the world. But
through tickling?
Until then, rats. We're going to figure out what's going on with rats and needing to be tickled.
Like, I think I understand. Obviously, I don't love that they test shit on animals. But if an animal already has cancer and they're like, okay, well,
maybe I can cure.
Yeah, let me test out this drug on this animal. Which again, I'm not saying test on animals, but if there's a chance to save that animal's life with medication, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Well, we also test on humans.
True,
but they can consent.
True.
I don't know, guys. Where's the moral high? I just don't,
I don't know. And that's why I'm curious about science.
Because what about zombies?
Yeah.
My main concern is what's going to happen when this world ends? Because you know what's happening.
Yeah, because people spend so much time like pursuing a career and then all of a sudden they're doing experiments forever. I think the reason I'm curious is because Ollie's really into experiments right now. He calls everything his experiments.
Sure.
And all he's doing is just mixing a bunch of stuff in a bowl and leaving it there for me to find later.
Oh, yeah. Sawyer calls that cooking.
And so I'm like, what? What is this?
What is this?
Is this a career? Are you?
I don't know. Noah was really into that too.
Do I reinforce this?
Now he's not anymore. So I think all kids go through a science phase where they're like, I could be a scientist. Remember Noah? He would have science kits every year.
Yes.
A kid I was sure was going into science. And now he was like, honestly, it's one of my least favorite subjects.
Hmm.
Like, fair enough. Hmm. I don't know.
He still
likes it. He likes, he said he would be a geologist. Why do we need to study rocks? So we know about the world. Because if we can tell about where we came from, might be able to predict when it ends, end of the world. That's
zombies.
What it all boils down to. Because one of these days, a meteorite could strike us again.
But what good is it going to do to know?
Well, we can prevent it then, Jer.
We can? We can prevent a meteor from hitting us?
No, but we can prevent the effects that happen after it if we're able to prepare for it.
The meteor's gonna kill us.
How big do you think this meteor is? Because we've been hit by meteors before, do you know?
No.
We have!
Full-on meteors?
Yes!
Meteors.
Yes.
You better show me right now that we've been hit by a meteor.
Well, first of all, the dinosaurs.
Well, that fucking killed him.
It didn't kill everything.
Obviously not. Unless simulation.
But what happened is potentially there was... Listen to two of them. Hank Green is rolling in his... He's not his grave, but he is rolling in his office chair right now. Listening to us. All right, hold on. Have we been hit by a meteor? You haven't seen... Oh, we've been hit by so many things. Anne Hodges remains the only person in recorded history to be struck by a meteor.
A
woman was hit by one. So get that. Okay, there's a picture of her and the meteor that hit her.
Did she live? How fast? This got to be hot, right?
Yeah.
Or is that just
look,
in the movies?
That's a hole in her side. Yeah.
Is that a dead woman you just showed me? Is that what you just showed me?
I mean, honestly, it might be. I don't know. She was 34.
As if I've not been through enough.
A woman from Alabama. It happened in Alabama.
You know what? You know why I know we're in a simulation now? Is because I've heard Alabama more times in the last 36 hours
than I think I have in my entire fucking life. That's so true. She's alive.
Right now?
No. She died in 1972.
Oh.
But
are they sure it was a meteor?
Her husband claimed that Hodges' health problems worsened after the meteor and her behavior changed following the incident. Her shyness became social anxiety and she suffered from what appeared to be PTSD. Well, yay, because you got hit by a fucking space rock, bitch.
She got hit by a meteor. Shit.
On November 30th, 1954, she was happily napping on her sofa when an 8.5-pound beautiful baby meteor... 4.5-billion-year-old space rock shot through her roof, bounced off a radio, so it didn't hit her directly. That's why she didn't get, like...
Oh, thank God.
Killed.
And she'll get a little kill. A mild killing.
And hit her on her upper thigh and hand. Oh, so that's just a large bruise. It's not a hole.
That's a giant bruise.
Holy shit.
My fucking God, dude. Get out of my fucking face, dude. Listen, if you've been to the show, I can't tell you. You are lucky we are not quoting that bitch the entire time.
We can't stop. It's actually become a problem because they are now vocal stems in our everyday language. And then mm-hmm. we'll say them and people have no idea what they're from. And it's like, you got to be at the show. You got to be at the show.
Listen, anytime there's food anywhere, I'm just,
eat with me. Every time. All right.
That and I've never heard a baby cry like that in my life.
Hawaiian pizza was actually created in Canada. When a pizza,
when a pizza fell from the sky and hit a radio and bruised a woman.
And then she made a pizza out of it.
So she started acting erratically. Turns out there was a rat under her
hat. These are all
She started acting erratically.
A ratatouille. Anyway, so basically... He didn't have other pizza toppings, and so he just was like,
I guess this goes on.
I'll throw some pineapple on this bitch. And I had pineapple in the restaurant, put some on, and shared it with some customers. They really liked it. We started serving it. For a long time, we were the only ones serving it that
Public
way.
Public enemies number one.
Yeah. Shit.
I actually don't know how I feel about pineapple on pizza, so I just am, like, talking shit like the way people do about Nickelback.
It's Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. It's not my favorite, but I definitely don't mind it if I'm hungry enough. I'll eat it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat that meteor that falls from the sky.
Sierra was trying to order pizza after the Nashville show, and she was like, anyone interested in a Supreme? And I was like, I've never wanted a Supreme in my life.
It sounded so good to me.
I want pepperoni and cheese. And she goes, what about sausage, mushroom, and bacon?
Green pepper.
And I was like, pepperoni and cheese. And she's like, what about old world pepperoni sausage? And I was like, if you don't fucking order a pepperoni and
meat
cheese,
lovers, anybody?
I'm going to fucking summon a meteor.
So guess what? Then I just got myself a side of pasta that was pasta like primavera. So it had all of the goodies that I wanted in it. And it was delicious. I need vegetables on the road, Jer. I need a green in my life.
We eat vegetables pre-show.
That's true. We have like a rider that we have pre-show. And I was like, fruit and veggie tray is great for me. And Jerry was like, I'll take a box of cheese. That's what we get to eat before.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need something that's not going to make me feel like ass and that's not going to make me fart and belch the whole time I'm up there. Fruits and veggies it is.
Which Sierra made a big, big, big mistake.
I did.
And she ordered or suggested ordering chilies.
The way we almost both shit ourselves before Raleigh. I'm sorry.
100%. I was ass sick the day before.
I told people at the Raleigh show, on the drive there, I was like hanging my head out the fucking window like a dog because she just kept ripping ass in the car.
It was
like,
hot.
Oh my God.
It was hot leaving my ass.
Yeah. We didn't poop, though. Actually, it was worrisome. I didn't poop for about 4 days.
I haven't stopped pooping since I got home.
Same.
Tell you that. Because
once it came out, it never stopped.
So I dropped Sierra off before I went to my house. And I was like, can I use your bathroom? Because I feel like my ass knows that I'm
close to home.
Close to home. And so I go in and it doesn't come out. Like, I can feel it in my stomach, but nothing is happening. And I was like, my ass knows this isn't my toilet.
I gotta go.
It knows I'm close, but it knows this isn't the right one.
So funny. All right. This one is horrifying to me. This one might be my biggest nightmare that I didn't know I could be afraid of until just this moment.
I just realized that entire tangent about science and the lady with the meteor came from one of these.
The plant one.
The plant one?
Yeah, this is it. Oh, there was another plant one. But
I really hope the science community isn't mad at me because I think they're one of the most valuable things in the world. I'm
just
aware.
Trying to understand it.
Yeah, I just want to understand. So I want to understand at what point are, like, is an experiment...
Just an experiment? You're just doing that for you?
You know what I mean? Yeah. I wonder. Or is it
but
all
I feel like...
like,
even if it is just for fun and you publish about it and other people read it, it's like somebody somewhere could use that, though.
That's true. That's
you
true.
Never know.
That's what
think
that's
about
the
all
thing.
This shit with COVID. That was something that, like,
yeah,
we didn't know. What an experiment to find out that people in a time of dire need would take all the toilet paper.
Well, see, and that's why I think
nobody knew that
you know
was
going
to happen.
I'm not saying, you know what? I'm so sorry about that I said something about funding, because I actually think that that is a beautiful reason as to what, like, example of just letting people fucking try shit.
Yes.
Because it could turn into something.
It could. And even if it doesn't for you, if you tell somebody what you did,
you learn something.
And it does for them, oh my God, you just saved them a fucking step. Thanks,
sure did.
Brother, with the assist.
I'm going to go stop zombies now. Thank you very much. or meteors.
Whatever. I mean, both are a concern, honestly. Okay, so the longest, this is number 953.
Okay.
The longest attack of hiccups lasted 68 years.
The way I would kill myself. I'm not even fucking kidding. I'm not joking.
I thought that, but I was like, I'm not going to say.
Listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to my family because I'm ending my life.
No, I'm so serious. The hiccup started in 1922 because he fell attempting to butcher a 350-pound hog.
Well,
fell.
That's that hog in your throat.
Oh my God, that hog had immediate redemption. He explained,
68 years worth of redemption.
I felt nothing, but the doctor said later I busted a blood vessel the size of a pin in my brain, and then you started hiccuping? His bout of hiccups finally stopped in 1990, the year before he died.
Good.
In 1997. That man got 1 year of peace, and then he died.
I wonder how much time went in between each hiccup.
How do you, I'm going to say this as respectfully as I can. How do you hang out with that man?
I don't know. Because listen.
His family?
Listen.
The way that I would have to be like, if Corey coughs too long or like too aggressively, I have to leave the room.
I was with a guy one time who woke me up hiccuping.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to vomit. And I was like, are you okay?
You fine?
Do you need water?
Dude.
Also, cutest sounding hiccups I've ever heard.
Very
didn't understand
hiccups
how it came from
sleep.
That man.
Adorable. Yeah. Well, there was a rat in his hair.
That was the rat being tickled. He's tickling a rat. That wasn't a hiccup. Are you tickling a rat or are you just happy to see me?
So anyways, I'm sorry to that man. That sounds like a miserable life. And I hope that better things happen besides just the hiccups for 68 years. But that's...
Do you think he tried all he could try, or do you think he was going for a record?
Well, I... Great question. But how far... Oh, my God. What was the record then?
Well, he was just setting it at that point.
Yeah. That's so true. No, I think he probably did try, but maybe modern medicine.
Have you ever seen
Grey's Anatomy?
The way I'm trying not to be competitive about this and be like, fucking give me hiccups. Let's see if I
69.
Can do it.
69.
Yeah, bitch. Here I go. No, I remember I already said I'm dying so fast.
No, I can,
I'll
I can,
never make it.
I honestly, hiccups, if they last me a full day, I'm like...
You want to know why I say that?
Peace.
I say that because I got hiccup attacks when I was pregnant.
I remember it was like a symptom.
And it was so fucking annoying because it takes one wrong hiccup and I'm thrown up. It just was too deep.
That's so true.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Okay.
I like these.
Aren't they fun?
This is fun.
I thought this would be kind of like
the wild world of Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of. That's why I was like, oh, I think we could have fun with this one. Hang on. Snapple fact number 419. A jiffy is an actual time measurement, and it equals 1/100th of a second.
Hmm.
So when they say, I'll be back in a jiffy, It's so fucking fast.
So fast. They're probably exaggerating.
Probably.
You know what really bothers me is that we have not decided how much several is.
3 to 7, I thought, was several.
That's a big gap.
That's so true.
What's a few? 4?
What is a few? Maybe 4 to 7 is several and a few is 3.
I would say a few is like 3 to 4. 5 to 7.
Several?
Is
several. A couple is 2. I know that for a fact.
Yeah. 1 is 1. A couple is 2.
A singular. A dozen is 12.
Yeah.
A baker's dozen is 13.
You know what I mean?
A 10's a decade. And a niner.
1 couple, few, several.
7, 8, 9er.
Decade. 11.
11.
Baker's dozen.
Okay, I didn't hear that you said 11. All I heard was make a wish, and I was like,
no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
No.
I was like, how did we get to cancer again?
No.
Oh, I'll tell you in a jiffy. A second could contain around 300,000 billion jiffies.
That's my favorite sentence in existence.
I don't know why.
What the fuck were you breathing like that?
Because I don't want to get the hiccups. I'm really scared.
It'll never stop, and then I'm gonna have to die. I'm gonna have to. I don't have a choice. Murdered by hiccups. That's what you put on my obit. Don't say.
No, we're dying. Or we're dying.
Don't say that it
we're
was
lying.
Like untimely passing. Don't say that it was, you know, that she passed in her home. You say I was murdered by hiccups.
Okay, done. And the rats.
There was a pack of hiccuping rats that fucking took her out.
Women's heart typically beats faster than men's. Snapple fact number 829. That's interesting.
Well, that's probably where the old wives' tale comes from with like babies.
Oh, that's so true. Ew, what the fuck? Snapple fact number 4.
Four.
Slugs have 4 noses.
Whoa, that's why it's number 4. 4.
Slugs have 4 noses.
So it has a few.
It's got several.
It has several noses. Well, where are they at? Does it tell you the anatomy of it? Or is it just like, they're there. Trust us.
Nope.
I know that all of a sudden their eyes come out of their bodies.
Oh my God, have you ever seen? Well, look at it. It looks like they've got 2 things here. So maybe that's a nose.
I really love when slugs do that. I fucking love when a slug is just like this. And then it like stretches its eyes. Like it's. You ever seen a baby when it comes out of one of those sleep sacks? That's a slug.
That could make me pregnant again right now. Is watching. I get videos like that of babies just like.
Shooting their arms up.
Oh, it's so cute.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Slugs do that. You don't need a baby. You need a slug.
I know. I feel like they.
It's the title of this episode.
You don't need a baby. You need a... I feel like they're a lot slimier.
I think they're equally slimy.
What the hell was wrong with your babies?
When they come out.
Yeah.
You've never cleaned a slug. You just let them be slimy. I bet if someone cleaned it up, they die. But
yeah, I was like, you can't. They gotta stay slimy. This is number 170.
The way we're so sober.
Well,
oh,
I have one. I've had a half a beer.
I was gonna say I thought that was here from last episode.
Oh no, I've been drinking it, but I've had a half of one in 2 hours.
I am sober.
In 1878, the first telephone book ever issued contained only 50 names.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
And
they were all from Connecticut. That's just a fact.
They're like, we actually don't need to know anyone else.
Actually, I'd never want to go anywhere else. Yeah. Do you want to know something crazy? This is number 296. And I don't know if some people know that Abraham Lincoln was tall. People know that. Do you know how tall he was?
6'8".
6'4".
Oh.
in that day and age, that's tall as fuck.
Yeah.
That is a fucking giant man.
Maybe he was 6'8" with his hat.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. He had that 4-incher on him.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. That tall boy.
Yeah.
To hide his rat. And that's who abolished slavery.
The mouse.
Was the rat in his hat.
I have a need to stop crying. James Madison
I'm
was
so
the
sorry to every fucking Abraham Lincoln listening.
We didn't mean it. You've been qualified. I'm sure.
Again, I've heard so much about Abe Lincoln in the last couple days, too.
What? Why?
Because remember, we were driving.
We were talking about Abraham Lincoln, weren't we?
Yeah, we were driving from Charlotte to Raleigh, and we passed something that was like John Wilkinson's whatever. And I thought the highway was like John Wilkes Booth Highway.
Oh, my God, dude. The way that I then hyperfixated on John Wilkes Booth. And I had to Google him and tell Jerry his whole life story.
She's like, he ran with a broken leg. And I was like,
wild. But then we found out the broken leg might not have been from jumping and running off with it. It's because his horse fell off.
That he was trying to escape on. The horse who was being controlled by the rat in Abe Lincoln's hat.
Took him down.
So I'm sorry. You're trying to tell me about James Madison?
Oh, yeah.
Being a short king?
Yeah, he was the shortest. At 5'4". So me and James Madison, almost the same height. He's a little taller than me.
Wow. He's shorter than me.
I know.
I'd be in charge.
Crazy.
Who's your president now?
Also, if this, for some reason, I'm having a great time. I just want everyone to know. If at any point you're taking anything that we say too seriously enough to get, just know that we're having a silly goof time because one of us has been really fucking sad for a long time, okay? Just let us have a little bit of fun.
And quite literally.
We just want to be silly. We're just trying to have a good time.
I couldn't care less about the things we're talking about.
That's the truth. That's
in
why
in this setting.
It's just supposed to be
in
fun.
In this setting.
Yes. Yes.
If you want to have a real conversation.
We'll do it another time.
You'll get a different version of me. But yeah. Right now, for funsies.
We're just having fun.
Please.
For funsies. Please. God damn. Because
I'm talking about Abe Lincoln being controlled by a rat. Okay.
Well, part of this makes you think that we're being serious at all.
Yeah.
Number 97 is that a turkey can run at you at 20 miles an hour. Wait. Why can't I do it as well as you?
Can
do it again.
I tell you?
Do it again.
Hold on.
No, right now.
Can I tell you? I already told you this once, but I want to tell them. You know our whole episode about things that are embarrassing for no reason? I discovered two more of them when we were on the road. One, having your flash on for photos.
Yes.
We had a meet and greet with someone, and I think it was the sweet sweetie from Alabama who's going to send us keychains. But she was like, oh my God, my flash is on. That's embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
And I was like, that is embarrassing, but I don't know why. Like, you shouldn't be embarrassed, but like, I would be embarrassed.
Sure.
The other thing is when I go to hug people, I'm also simultaneously asking them what their name is. They fucking shoulder me in the jugular. And I go, what's your name? What's your name? How are you?
I was taking a drink.
And I'm like, I hate this.
It's normally because I'm standing up front and I hate you with the big hug,
uh-huh.
Mama bear hug. I get you fucking nice and good.
And then she tries to keep you. And I'm like, I am here as well.
I can't help it. Because normally when they hug me, mm-hmm. I would say the majority of the people we've met are always shaking when they go to give us a hug. And
it's yours, like, not until you're done shaking, you stay with mommy.
As a chronic chihuahua myself, I shake frequently.
Yeah.
As soon as I feel they're shaking, I'm like, let me help regulate your nervous system.
Let me stabilize you.
Let me just... Mommy, I'll make you feel better. Hold on.
Yeah.
And then Jerry's just standing there.
I'm just standing there until someone...
waiting to get fucking... in my throat.
What's your name?
Is what it sounds like.
Oh, it's really fun.
I am having a blast.
One of these times, someone's going to do it and I'm going to fucking... over their shoulder.
Number 460 is astronauts actually get taller in space.
Why?
So due to the lack of gravity, they can grow several inches because I don't know. I'm assuming they're not weight, like their posture, mate. I don't know.
Several. See, this is why I'm fucking annoyed by several.
Hey, if several is three, that's several, like, okay.
Seven.
But if several seven, you could grow five? By 7 inches in space.
A man wrote that. A man prove wrote it. That fact.
Prove it.
Okay. A man can grow 7 inches in space. But not height wise.
Elongated. Hourly.
Yeah. Dick size. I thought you said what? Hourly. And I was like, every hour on the hour, my dick be growing.
My shit is. Yeah. I have a boner.
Every hour on the hour.
I'm sorry. We are talking about dicks and boners, and I know this is going to be a weird segue, but I need everyone to know that Corey, when we were all in the condo before the show, I came downstairs and Corey was in the bathroom. So Jerry's sitting on the couch, and I guess I didn't know what had happened prior. So I'm sitting on the couch waiting for him to get out of the bathroom, and he walks out and he's wearing like a nice sweater top and then Jerry's sweat shorts.
He peed on his, he pee-peed on his basketball shorts. And so he was like, I'm really overheated.
He never explained, by the way, how that happened. Yeah. He was just like, I pissed on my shorts. End of story. I need basketball shorts. And Jerry's like, you can have some of mine. The way this, I was so worried that his fucking shit was just going to fall out. I was like, sir, if you don't put on longer pants.
And he didn't.
He didn't.
He slept in those.
He literally slept with a shirt.
He wanted
off
to keep them.
Just Jerry's shorts. I was like, just wear your boxers. I was like, the same size.
I did bring those because I wanted to wear them.
Yeah,
but
no. Did he take them from you? Does he still have them?
Yes, he does because they're in the suitcase.
Oh, my God.
He's driving back with them.
Okay, here's the crazy thing. The DFW airport in Texas is larger than the island of Manhattan. And I think that's the one we're flying into in 2 weeks. Number 1020, but it's the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.
Dang.
Is 26.9 square miles.
Are we going to Dallas first or Houston?
I think Dallas, then Houston.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't. Let me see.
It doesn't matter, but
guys,
that's crazy.
It matters to me.
That's guys, crazy. That's on. So big.
It's Houston first. I'm just a fucking idiot.
I bet in space it would grow several inches.
Several square miles. Mm-hmm. Number 62 is the lifespan of a taste bud is about 10 days. So your taste buds are just, it's a fucking cemetery in here.
Do I swallow them?
Dying.
Where do they go?
Let me see. Hold on. Your literal taste buds are changing all the time. In fact, taste bud cells undergo continual turnover even in adulthood, and their average lifespan has been estimated as approximately 10 days. So you didn't tell me where they go, though.
Did
That's
they
why
just...
your taste evolves.
Oh.
Because I was very picky as a child.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty open to putting whatever.
Supreme pizzas now.
I
hate when you have a taste bud that's like fucking
blown out,
going rogue.
Oh my God, it's just a big guy. I got like a canker sore on it.
Sorry, my phone is in a wonderful place for text messages right now.
No. Well, it's because there's camels, and if I'm being honest with you, their chins look like nutsacks.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was jarring.
Do.
I was just like, dick on your face, dick on your face.
I bet they're going to say that their skeletons have those humps.
No, but that, are you for real? Is that
real?
I don't
know.
Okay, well, number 14
well,
is that.
What would they be if not?
Fat. Muscle.
If they're fat, they would be like this, wouldn't they? They wouldn't be just like fucking
well,
erect.
They're full of water. Wait, what's in a camel's hump? Water?
Do you think it's like a cooler? What's in a camel's hump? You gotta Google it.
Well, this is why it confused me, because this is talking about camel's milk. So I was like, is there milk in their humps?
One hump is water, the other is milk.
Put your milk in my cocoa puffs. So here's the thing, my humps. Camel's milk, this is number 14 before I move on to what their skeleton looks like.
Okay.
Camel's milk does not curdle.
Ever?
Ever.
So it never goes bad?
Never. Due to its composition, camel milk does not curdle naturally and won't coagulate as easily as other types of milk.
I don't like thinking about milk coagulating. Like, I'm aware that it curdles.
I don't like the name coagulate.
The name?
This is my baby Coagulate.
Coagulate Louise Quagmire.
What's a skeleton's hums made of?
Did you type skeleton? Just type in camel skeleton.
What's a camel's hump made out of? Camel's humps are often associated with these animals' ability to go for long periods of time without taking a drink. Yeah. But they don't store water in them. Instead, their humps are made of fat. I was right accidentally.
Well, why are
camels
they so firm?
Are generally fat. Why?
So do they shrink?
They store rich fat, which allows them to go long periods of time without eating or drinking because their body converts the stored fat into needed energy. They can store up to 80 pounds of fat in one hump, and the size of the hump changes depending how much food the camel eats. That might be the most horrifying thing I've ever learned against my will.
I don't know that I ever wanted to know that. I cannot.
Is the camel's hump edible?
I can't stop picturing the inside of a camel.
Why is Google? Let me just tell you what the next three things, because they're like, Google's like, maybe you'll want to learn this. The next three things are, is a camel's hump edible? What's inside of a camel hump? Is the hump of a camel fat? And why do camels have one hump? They don't. They have two sometimes.
No, some of them have one. I think there's a type of camel that has one, and there's a type of camel that has two. It's like a dromedon or something.
I should have never.
Dromedary camel.
I never wanted to learn about any of this.
And then there's the one that's on marble lights or whatever. What's that one?
I don't know. Ew. Look at this one's deflated humps.
See?
That's fucking
That's
gross.
What I was worried about. I was so worried about that.
Okay, I don't think I've ever really looked at camels for very long. I hate them. I think I actually really hate camels. I think
dromedary. There's a dromedary camel. Didn't I say that?
You did.
That's the one humped one. And then there's the Arabian camel, or the Camelus dromedarius, which rock me dromedarius.
Look at this guy.
And the Bactrian camel. And that's the two humped one.
Do some of you like camels?
And have you looked at them simply known as camel.
Have you looked at camels long enough? Because I
feel
like we should all be. Why are we afraid of spiders when these things are?
Listen.
I think I actually want to throw up looking at them.
I kind of like this one, though.
Why is this one thick?
Wait, why is that one's humps got hair on? Like, those are hairy humps. This is Harry Humphrey. Dromedary. MD.
I hate them.
Interesting.
Baby they're, Bactrian camel?
They're like, their heads are like their third hump. You know what I mean? It's almost like,
I love almost every baby animal, even baby spiders, I think can be cute. But look at this guy. A monster.
Looks like a bird with legs.
I hate him.
That looks like a bird with
dog
legs.
Why are their fucking legs?
I hate it.
Everything about this,
everybody,
I'm not
turn
a fan
this
of.
Off right now and go if, look up camels.
If you like camels. And I'm
if
sorry.
You like camel coladas.
I don't ever want
to. Riding on back humps.
And I forgot that they're. And then from the front, their chins look like nut sacks. These are the most unattractive animals I've ever seen in my life.
Well,
so anyways.
But their cartoon version of them are really cute.
That's true. When
they have a good cartoon.
How many camels have you seen in cartoons?
There's so many. There's so
Name
many.
Name one.
In Aladdin.
Okay. Are there really? I really didn't watch Aladdin that much. And I was really more into the tiger that she has as a pet.
Yep.
So I Raja.
My roommate in college had a snuck a cat into the room and named it Raja.
You have to. I feel like everybody's got one. Mm-hmm. It's either Simba, Nala, Raja.
Stupid street kitty.
Lucifer. That's mine. Mm-hmm. Snapple fact number 1,320. A traffic jam once lasted for 11 days in Beijing, China.
At what point do you just abandon your car?
That's what I think people probably did.
Which is probably why it took 11 days.
Yeah, because people were just fucking leaving there. I would. If you despise traffic, be thankful you weren't on the roads of Beijing, China in the summer of 2010. That wasn't even that long
ago. Whoa.
As reported by ABC News, for 11 days, around 10,000 vehicles were trapped along a 74.5-mile stretch on the Beijing-Tibet Expressway.
That is several cars.
That's so many cars.
Several 10,000. Several amounts of several cars.
Several jiffies. President William McKinley, this is number 873. I feel like I have to show you the numbers. President William McKinley.
No. He's from Canton.
I thought we were related to him, but he just lives
near us. No, that's William Howard Taft.
Had a pet parrot that he named Washington Post. Which I think is funny.
After the Washington Post, or is the Washington Post named after the parrot? Which came first, the parrot or the paper?
That's a great, they don't say. But apparently William McKinley had such a love for animals that he had several kittens, roosters, and even a pet parrot.
I think he had like a zoo, essentially. Yes.
And the parrot was so patriotic that when William McKinley began humming the tune to Yankee Doodle, the parrot would finish it.
As it should.
The number 60.
I hope that parrot sang the national anthem and then threw out the first pitch.
Me too. Just fucking flying with the ball and then drops it.
You know, not me picturing it with its wing throwing it. You're like, that's not realistic.
Let's be serious here, Jerry.
After he's done singing the national anthem.
Science. Speaking of animals doing cute things, I did just see on my For You page a video of Angus McBangus taking a bath. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, it was fucking cute. And it was, I was like, do I want a bird?
Maybe. Again?
I can't, because they live for a long time. That's such a big commitment.
We're going on tour. We can't take a bird.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't want to be away from a bird for that long, because I feel like sometimes they get really attached. They do. Clingy. Mm-hmm. But
birds are clingy.
I know. But that video almost did it to me, because that was fucking cute. Mm. Number 60.
What doing?
I love that bird
too. What doing?
The other one goes up to you and goes, ma! Gizzy kisses. That's just what soybeans does. She literally is like that bird.
Because you don't need a baby, you need a bird.
She'll wake me up in the morning and she goes, I'm mama. What are you doing? I love you. I'm like, thank you. Get up. And then she goes, Amilka. What were me and Corey saying that we were making fun of her?
Rachel. Yeah. You're doing that.
We were doing it like together when we were during the Nashville show. I can't remember, because she started doing something. Then we finished it for her, because it's something she says all the time. Making fun of is not nice. We were singing along.
Yeah. Copying. Yes. Imitating.
In imitations, the highest form of flattery. Number 60, the tongue is the fastest healing part of the body.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
I think I did know that.
This is because saliva promotes the healing of oral wounds. Good to know. I get canker sores, and I guess that kind of makes sense, because they do heal within like a week. I've gotten them on my tongue before, and they're
very painful. Could you imagine if you got sores elsewhere?
Why did you just look me? You looked me up and down when you said that. And you looked right at my, you know what, when you said sores out there.
I didn't look.
That was horrifying.
Do you think I looked at your vagina?
You definitely looked.
Honestly, what I clocked, I'm not saying that this is where. I'm not saying that you're lying, but I imagined like arms or like trunk.
Oh, well, you know, I had that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shingles.
Yes, that's what it was called. I couldn't remember.
I know. We're gonna find it.
It was my arms and my face. Eesh. Sores like that. Yeah, not fun.
But it's just saliva just promotes mouth sores healing, so you can't like lick the other ones.
I don't know, scientists. Why aren't we doing some experiments?
Lick you from your head to your sores.
I feel like we should be. Maybe it's because you don't want to like ingest other sore bacteria.
Actually makes me so sick to think about. I hate that.
Number 17, a hummingbird. Oh, don't you have fucking issues with hummingbirds?
I don't have issues with hummingbirds.
Well, you.
I don't like them.
They weigh less than a penny, which is probably why that fucking praying mantis
snatched it up.
Had such a, yeah. Less than a penny they weigh? How?
I like the, how you rearrange those words.
So the first vacuum, this is number 164, the first vacuum ever was so large, it was brought to a house by horses.
What's the point then?
And also, how was it used?
Was it just heavy or was it large?
This is a fact that Snapple got mostly correct. Oh, not them outing you as being incorrect, Snapple.
Oh.
There have been various vacuum-like inventions over the years dating back to the mid-1800s, but as reported by Popular Mechanics, in 1898, John S. Thurman of St. Louis, created his...
It's got to be St. Oh, St. Louis is a place.
That I say that Jerry yells at me because I say Minneapolis. And I know that's not correct. It's just Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
But I like to say Minneapolis.
It Sorry. Honestly makes my eye twitch.
It angers her every time I accidentally fuck it up.
Your bangs look so cute today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I put some stuff in it because they're at a point I am letting them grow out.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really at a point where they're like pissing me off. And for the show, they could be this cute, but I wear a visor for the majority of it. Yeah. So I just have to work with what I can.
Yeah.
But this makes me not want to grow them out. We'll see. See what happens. Created as gasoline-powered pneumatic carpet renovator. The magazine continues, while technically not a vacuum because it didn't suck, the machine produced an air blast to dislodge the dust and then blow it into a receptacle.
So it was the first snowblower. Or like,
yeah,
leaf
something
blower.
Like that. Yeah, the device was the size of a horse-drawn carriage. That's fucking crazy.
So it was just going house to house, going like,
I guess. Holy fuck, this is kind of cute. Number 1,287. Blueberries are also called starberries because it comes from the star-shaped area or the crown on top of the berry.
Aww,
that's cute.
Chabebbies. You and Corey were doing that.
That's what it was. Chabebbies.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
This is number 1,000. Feels like a good one to land on.
Okay.
A group of porcupines is called a prickle.
I think that's cute.
That's really cute.
I think that's really cute.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A prickle.
And that's because they will prick you.
Yeah. They have... each porcupine can have more than 30,000 sharp quills.
Actually, I think a prickle is also 8.
What?
It's one, a couple, a few, several.
A prickle.
Several prickle. Niner. Dozen.
Decade.
Oh, decade.
Decade. 11. Make a wish. Dozen. Baker's dozen. And if that's not how you count from now on, you're dead to me.
Yep.
And how to make the rules.
That's science.
It is.
Anyway, I gotta go get the rat out of my hat, guys. So,
oh my god, I just realized he's under there.
It's been him the whole time. He's got an issue with science.
Oh yeah,
he's trying to fucking free the rest of his friends who are being
he's like
wrongfully tickled against their will.
Tell me why, scientist. Tell me why.
Anyway,
all right.
Thanks for hanging out, everybody. We appreciate you, and we love you so much. We will see you next week.
All right,
we're out.
Goodbye.